let's review. Zakt de Mishnah, Ima misen oisei lebe bezn shebe ibrive lebe bezn shebe yavne, elamal noisei lebezn hakodo shebe Yishalayim. The Zakim Mamre was not executed in the Bezin of his city, nor was he executed by the Sanhedrin when they were stationed in the city of Yavne. Rather, he must be brought up to the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim. And the Mishnah presents a Machlekes. Rabbi Kiva says, "Umishamrin oisei ad haregel, umamisen oisei beregel." He's confined until the next Yom Tov season, and then executed in the presence of all the oily regel, because the Pasuk states, "V'chol ha'am yishmo v'yiro v'lo yizidun oid." All of Klal Yisrael must observe his death to ensure that others do not follow in his ways. Divrei Rabbi Kiva, this is Rabbi Kiva's opinion. Yehuda disagrees and says, "Ein ma'anan es dinei shel zeh ela mamisen oisei miyad." His execution may not be delayed. The Zakir Mami must be executed immediately by the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim. V'kaisim v'shelchin shaluchin v'chal ha'makayimus ish plein mischayiv misa bebezin. And afterward, the Sanhedrin sends the following message to all areas. So-and-so is executed in Bezdin. Because the Pasuk does not state Yiro v'Yiro, which would imply that the Klal Yisrael must actually see the execution, but rather, the Pasuk only states Yishmo v'Yiro. Klal Yisrael must hear about the execution, and this will bring fear into the hearts of all. The Gemara cites a Braisa, Arba Tzrichin Achrata. The following four executions must be announced to all of Klal Yisrael. Hamesis, one who persuades others to worship Avodah Zarah. Uben Seru Meira, a rebellious son. V'zakir Mami, one who rules against the Sanhedrin. V'edim Zayman, witnesses who gave a false testimony for a death sentence. Because regarding Mesis ben Seru Meira, V'zakir Mamre, the Pasuk states either V'chol Am Yishmo V'Yiro, or V'chol Yisrael Yishmo V'Yiro, which implies all others. And regarding Edim Zayman, the Pasuk states V'hanisharim Yishmo V'Yiro, which implies only some others, because the Le'kuli Amo Chazal L'Sadusa, this message was only for those eligible to testify, but not for women and others who are disqualified to testify. The Mishnah continues with those who are Elu Hein HaNechnakim. Zok the Mishnah, Navi HaShekher, HaMisnavi Mashalei Shama U'Mashalei Nemolai, Misasub the Adab. A false prophet is one who either gave a prophecy that was not shown to anyone, or a prophecy that was shown to another Navi but not to him, and he gets Chenik through Bezin. If one held back a prophecy that was shown to him, or if one did not follow a Navi's orders, or if a Navi did not follow his own orders, he gets dies young through Shemayim. A person who prophesies in the name of Avodah Zarah, even if his prophecy concurs with the halacha, he gets chenek. The Gemara cites a braisa that summarizes the Mishnah's halacha as follows. Shleisha misasim adei adam. There are three cases of a Navi who gets chenek through Bezin. V'shleisha misasim adei shemayim. And there are three cases of a Navi that dies young b'dei shemayim. Ha'mesnabi mashalei shama, u'mashalei nemalai, v'mesnabi b'shem avodis kechavim, misasim adei adam. The Gemara cites the source for Shleisha Misasa B'di Adam in the following pasuk. Achanavi Asher Yazid L'David David B'Shmi Eis Asher Loitzi B'Yisib L'Daber V'Asher Yitaber B'Shem Elohim Acherim U'Meis HaNavi Ahu. The words Asher Yazid L'David David B'Shmi refer to HaMasnabi Mashalei Shama, and the words Asher Loitzi B'Yisib refer to HaMasnabi Mashalei Nemalei, because these words imply Asher Loitzi B'Yisib Holachaver T'Yisib. This Nebu was not announced to this Nabi, but was announced to another Nabi. The words Bashi Dabi B'Shem Elohim Acherim refer to Amasnabi B'Shem Avodas Kechavim. And the Pasuk concludes with Umeis HaNavi Ahu and B'chomis HaMur B'Teristam Ein Ela Chenek. Wherever the Pasuk states Misa without specifying which Misa, he gets Chenek. And the source for Shleisha Misasim D'Shemayim is in the following Pasuk. V'hoya Ish HaShel Yishmael Dibri Asher Yidabi B'Shmi Anechi Edrish Mi'imai. The words lo yishma can be pronounced as lo yashmiya. He did not convey my words to others. And this refers to hakoybish es nevuasai. Or the words lo yishma can be pronounced as lo yishama. He did not listen to my words. And this refers to amavatar al divri navi. And navi shavar al divri atzmai. And the pasuk concludes with anechi edrish mi'imai, which implies b'dei shemayim. The Gemara proceeds with examples of all six cases of navi. Tzidkia gave over a false prophecy that he heard from the spirit of Navas HaYisraeli, and he was liable because Havalei Lamedik. He should have realized that this prophecy was false because there were other prophets who gave over the same prophecy with the same wording. And the ancient Nevi'im Misnabim Misignin Echad. Two prophets do not convey the prophecy with the same wording. However, Signin Echad Oil Lekama Nevi'im. Two prophets do receive the same prophecy. Hamasnabib Mashalei Nemeloi Kugin Chananya Ben Azar. Chananya gave over a prophecy that he did not hear, which he derived from a prophecy that Yirmiyahu HaNavi did hear. Hamasnabib B'Shem Avodis Kechavim Kugin Nevi'a Habal. HaKavish Es Nebu Asli Kugin Yoyne Ben Amitai. Yoyne held back the prophecy that he was supposed to give to the Anshei Nineveh until he was swallowed by a fish and then agreed to give over the prophecy. Mamavata Dibin Navi Kugin Chavri Demicha. Micha ordered his friend to hit Ben Hadad, and he refused. Therefore, he was punished by the Shemaim and was attacked by a lion. But Navish Avral Divri Atzmai, Kugin Ida Hanavi, he gave over a prophecy not to eat bread and water, and he then went against his own Nevua and he did eat. And as a result, he was punished by the Shemaim and killed by a lion. The Gemara asks regarding Hamavata Divri Navi, Menoyoda Di Yanish. Why is one punished for not listening to a Navi? How could he know that the Nevua was true and it contradicts Halacha? The Gemara explains, either the Yovli Ois, the Navi gave him a sign to prove that the Nevuah was true, or Muchzik, the Navi was known to be righteous person whose Nevuahs are true. And for this reason, Avram Bahar Maria Shama Le Yitzchak. In the incident of the Akedah, Yitzchak Avinu was willing to be sacrificed as per Avram's Nevuah because Yitzchak knew that Avram was a Navi Muchzik. And the Liyoham Par HaKarmel, Samchi Alei Va'avdi Shchutichutz. The Yidden sacrificed Karbanos on Har Carmel outside the Beis HaMikdash as per Eliyahu's Nevuah because they knew that Eliyahu was a Navi Muchzik. The Gemara now elaborates in the incident of the Akedah. The pasuk begins with, Vayhi Achar Advar Me'ela, Valehim Nises Avram. The Gemara asks, My Achar, what incident brought about Hashem's commandment for the Akedah? Rabbi Yechonon says, Achar Dvar Shel Satan. The conversation between the Satan and Hashem brought about the Akedah. After Avram Avinu prepared a feast in honor of Yitzchak's birth, the Satan complained to Hashem, "Bainishlam, zaken zechenante lame yoshana pribetin mikol sudasha asa lahoyu le turechar agoiz lecha lahakad lefanecha." Avram Avinu was blessed with a son at age 100, and from his entire feast he did not bring a single carbon to you, Hashem. Hashem replied, "Klom asa el b'shvil b'nai, em ani oimer lo yizavach es bincha lefanai miyad zevche." Avram made the feast merely because of his son. And if I were to tell him to slaughter this son before me, he would do so immediately. Miad v'aliyim nises Avram. Rabbi Levi says, Achad dvar v'shal Yishmael liYitzchak. The conversation between Yishmael and Yitzchak brought about the Akedah. Yishmael told Yitzchak, Ani gadol mimcha b'mitzvos. Sha'ata malta ben shmoinis yam, v'ani ben shalish esrei shana. My mitzvah's meal was greater than yours because you were circumcised at the young age of 8 days, when one cannot object. When I circumcised at age 13, when one can object, and I did not object. Yitzchak replied, "Ube'ever echarat mekarabi, im oimali akadosh bochu zabech asmuch alafane ani zabech." Your claim to be greater than me with only one organ, mila, but if Hashem would tell me to slaughter my entire body before him, I would surely listen. Miyad b'alehim nisa zavram. I think Mar continues to elaborate on various details of the Akedah.